570.
Live. We're launching into hour two of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You can bring up anything. We go to your phone calls. We'll start with Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I was just talking, you guys were talking about the pepper spray and stuff like that. I'd get online and Google. I'm not going to give out any specific vendors or nothing, but Google bear spray. It's got twice the repellent, or probably 10 times the repellent performance and probably, 10 times the shooting. You could hit someone across the street with a can of that stuff.
Are you at risk, though, of hurting yourself? I mean, if you're in a close encounter situation and you pull out bear spray to zap the racist in the face, or the, not racist, but rapist, rather, in the face with it.
He could be a racist rapist.
I mean, if that blows back in your face, mm-hmm. if that's, the wind is blowing or something like that, that could, wouldn't that be a problem?
Well, I guess you take that risk with regardless of the kind you use, don't you?
It's a good point, Jeremy.
Wind doesn't blow bullets into your face, though.
Hey, so Jeremy, don't you think it's suspicious that Ian got out of jail so quickly?
What?
Yeah, I was. I was real, but he never did want to share that with me. I figured, that's his first.
Wait, where did this come from? This just came out of left field. Well, what was the point of you bringing that up, Mark?
I think it's funny when he says that it's suspicious, and I just want to get him to talk about it again.
Oh, I see. You're trying to get him to rehash an old call, because I felt like we'd been over that before.
What was his theory about why Ian?
Well, it's clear. The obvious assumption, and I like the idea of Ian being called a snitch, is that he must have told on somebody in order to get out. That's why I think it's...
It sounds like Jeremy's being abducted. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
You're going to fuel some conspiracy theories.
Yeah, it just abuses me.
1-800-259-9231. We continue here with Jeremiah in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremiah.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to do some more follow-up on the pepper spray and guns. I mean,
yes,
I'm a fan of concealed carry over pepper spray. I mean, I'm heading out tonight, and mine's in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But I live in Indiana. I've applied for my lifetime permit. I've thought about moving to states like Michigan and Vermont, where you can open carry legally all the time.
And New Hampshire.
And New Hampshire, yes.
New Hampshire, yeah. It's on the mind more and more.
Now, what do you like about open carry over concealed carry? Because I have
no
a problem
permit.
With open carry in that if a bank robber who happens to walk into a bank and he's going to rob the place, that's what bank robbers do after all, and he sees that gun on your hip, the first person he's going to shoot is you. So,
or the security guard. Open carry presents different risks to concealed carry. I prefer concealed carry. For that reason, for the fact that you don't get those sheep people freaking out about seeing a gun all the time, but at the same time, you don't have the permitting process, you don't have any of that with open carry in most states.
That's a little bit paranoid.
If you're a legal citizen,
though.
You just do it.
It's a little bit paranoid worrying about being shot, being the first person shot when you're carrying a gun. I mean, it's so rare that they actually want to shoot someone. I mean, they really
right,
don't want to.
Bank robbers aren't
murderers.
They
don't want to have a shootout either. They don't want to risk their own life as much as possible. They'll probably come back later.
I think you're right about that. Most common criminals are not cold-blooded killers. I mean, if backed into a corner, they may indeed shoot. But the average person who's robbing a bank or holding up a liquor store, even though they may have a gun in their hand, they don't actually want to use it. I mean, some of them are crazy and they will, but
honestly, it happens. But
yeah, they're using
not
the
most
gun
of the time.
Tool.
They're just using it to intimidate. So,
yep.
So what other thoughts did you have for us?
The point I wanted to make is you got to be careful in places like Michigan. My permit's valid in Indiana. I can get a concealed carry permit in Indiana that Michigan will recognize.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I can open carry legally in Michigan, but Michigan has laws against pepper spray and collapsible asps or batons or striking weapons for
really?
Standard civilian. Yeah. I can carry a gun, but I can't carry pepper spray.
That's crazy.
Well, it's not crazy. I mean, you know, they're all crazy. Every state has them. In New Hampshire, it's illegal to own a pair of have a pair of brass knuckles unless you're hunting. Now, if
so
you're
you
hunting,
can beat the deer,
right, you can pop that deer right in the jaw and knock him slap out. I mean, what kind of sense does that make?
Wow.
It is illegal in New Hampshire to have a double-bladed knife, a stiletto.
Uh-huh.
However, you can open carry.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, so what does none of this stuff makes any sense?
The other thing about the brass knuckles is you can't actually, I mean, you can only have them while you're hunting, which means there's no way to get them to the place where you're hunting, because unless you'd have to just leave them out in the woods because you can't carry them to the place where you're
hunting. I don't know the specifics on that. I wouldn't go that far. I don't have a pair of brass knuckles, and I haven't looked up these laws.
Hey, Jeremiah. Yes, sir?
Well, you guys push the pepper spray, which I mean, I like. The idea of keeping stuff in people's hands to help prevent them being victims. But that stuff people need to research in their area, whether or not it's legal for them to have it. And the other thing is, you guys mentioned with that bear spray a little while ago, exposure. If you're going to carry pepper spray, that's one of those things you want to go through a mild exposure class. So if you get in a close situation, you spray it on them and some gets in you, you know how to react.
Yeah. That's a good point. I wasn't necessarily recommending pepper spray over a firearm, but I do know that when we were talking earlier about ladies who were, we're talking about rapists and how people could defend themselves, I suggested pepper spray as an option simply because some people are just that uncomfortable with a firearm. So there are other alternatives.
I just like the fact that you guys are willing to, you know, suggest to people to take precautions and steps to protect
yourself. Well, you've got to take your safety in your own hands. You can't expect the police to be there to keep you safe. Odds are they won't.
It's your duty. As far as I'm concerned, I see it as a duty as a citizen. If you can cut down on crime, and the fact is there's a small population that commits crimes over and over again, if you can take those people off the street, then you're doing something for your neighbor.
Yep.
That's armed citizenry is significantly better at that than the police are.
I think there's also just the deterrent of knowing that more people are armed.
Yes,
I mean,
sure.
I would think that seems to, I think that's significant, is that, you know, if you look at places that have really, really loose gun control laws, then there tends to be lower crime, and I think that's because criminals know that it's not safe. they don't know who's going to be armed or who isn't. So
no doubt about it. Thank you for the call tonight, Jeremiah. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Jay, listening in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Jay.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's
how you
on
doing
your mind tonight, Jay?
Hey, you were talking a little while ago about video cameras and the internet, so I'm going to change the subject back to that, if you don't mind.
By all means.
Video cameras. I believe there's going to be a problem with the internet. I think they're going to need to control it because it's the last vestige of a free media.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of things on the internet that make you really wonder, you know?
Well, certainly there are people out there who would love to control the internet. We read a story a few weeks ago about one of the British government guys over there in the UK who was proposing essentially a ratings system for all internet websites. He was also proposing banning certain websites. We know Australia has created an internet filtering mandate, essentially, that everybody has to have their internet filtered. We know certainly China has been doing that for a while.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's precedent for it out there amongst the governments of the world to control the content on the internet, and I think that you're absolutely right. People will be pushing for that, and it's up to us and those who are in the internet community to do everything we can to not allow it to happen, and I trust that the techies out there will stand firm, because the internet has come under fire a number of times in the past here in this country, and it has not been an easy task for the government to regulate it at all.
The fact that the people, it seems that the people on the internet that have the most power, the techie sorts, the hacker sorts, the those kind of people are very interested in the freedom of the internet, and they'll go on the offensive.
I hope so.
And I don't know what that offensive always means, but it seems like they can bring down sites and stop things. The internet is very decentralized, which allows, you know, information to get rerouted and that kind of thing.
Well, I've had experience with them messing with search engines on political issues, sites that have political issues on them already. So I have the feeling that.
Well, there is some bad news out there. In fact, we'll talk about censorship here in a moment. I thank you for the call. There's a story from Terry over at CheckpointUSA.org about how YouTube allegedly censored some of his videos. We'll get to that here in moments. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. That's how we call the show, Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
There are a lot of very good diets available, but mixed in with those are plenty of unhealthy ones. Here are three things everyone should consider when selecting a diet plan. Number one, is it healthy? Does it incorporate all the food groups and provide enough calories? A wide variety of foods ensures that you receive the nutrients that you need. Number two, do you like it? Ask yourself, is this something I can do and live with for the rest of my life? If the answer is no, then it's probably not the plan for you. Enjoyment is the key to a healthy lifestyle that lasts. And number three, is it a good fit? Does it fit your personality, your needs, your life? I mean, you might love having food delivered to your doorstep every morning, but if you can't afford it, the financial stress is going to drive you straight to the cookie jar. Find the one that appeals to you the most and go for it with everything you have in you. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. By the way, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the lady listeners who have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Totally free. That, again, is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your email be more secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's both private and confidential, and it's guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure, you can go over there today and get a free account, PrivacyHarbor.com.
800-259-9231. We were talking about censorship, and I'll get into the YouTube story here in a moment from CheckpointUSA.org, but we continue with your phone calls first. David in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Evening.
What's on your mind tonight?
I kind of want to discuss the open carry issue.
Okay.
I think the more visible firearms we have, the safer a society will be, based on the fact that the majority of people do not steal, do not rob people, do not beat people up. And those people, I feel, need to take the responsibility for protecting themselves and showing the criminal element of the community what the deal is. But I've had this discussion with a few people. How do you feel about open carrying long guns, like rifles?
Seems uncomfortable. Do you mean walking down Main Street with one in your hand, or do you mean like strapped to your back like you're some kind of an adventure hero?
Sure, like you're an adventure hero.
I think that that's uncomfortable and impractical.
Yeah, I'm fine with the idea. I mean it's going to get you some attention.
Put a two-handed battle axe back there, too, and wear some chainmail while you're
but
at it.
I think the pistol itself is kind of impractical and really isn't the best self-defense weapon out there. I mean, I can shoot a rifle way more accurate than a pistol and a lot quicker, too.
I can draw a pistol a heck of a lot faster than you can draw your rifle.
Not if I got it slung in front of me.
Well, that's even more impractical, walking around like that.
Yeah, but you can get an AR-15 that weighs 5 pounds. So I'm just saying it's far... I mean, where do you draw the line? It may be scarier looking, but as far as...
Oh, I don't draw any line. If you want to walk around toting your HK, you're certainly welcome to do so, as long as you're not threatening anyone
with
it.
And it's not uncommon. I mean, I know that the radio talk show host here in this town says that he used to walk through town with his hunting rifle, just walk through town because they were going to go out and shoot squirrels or whatever. And my next door neighbor, who's 70 or so, he says that he used to bring his rifle to school because he had to walk to school, and on the way to school, you might as well shoot some critters.
A lot of people say that. I mean, that was a long time ago. People don't really do that anymore.
Well, they may not do it from a practicality standpoint, but you can see that society can function with people carrying long weapons or anything. It can carry weapons, and there weren't school shootings or anything like that.
I think it'd be an interesting kind of protest. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily engage in it myself, but if somebody wanted to go downtown and walk down the main street with an AK-47 strapped to their back, it would certainly be an attention getter. There's no doubt about that.
Check your local laws, because here in my municipality, it's illegal.
You mean open carry is illegal?
Or you'd have to move from your local municipality to New Hampshire where it isn't.
Hold on. Point of clarification. Is open carrying just long guns illegal, or open carry illegal, period, where you are?
You can't bring a long gun out on the street. You can just put it in your trunk, and you got to have a trigger lock. It's ridiculous.
But you can open carry a pistol?
No, it's New York State. They want everything hidden away. They don't want.
That's what I figured. I didn't think New York would allow open carry at all. In one of the biggest police states, the biggest states out there, and they call it the Empire State for a reason, as far as I'm concerned.
I completely agree. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks, David. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. So here is the story about YouTube from CheckpointUSA.org. We've talked about CheckpointUSA fairly often in the past, I think. Terry is the guy that runs the website, and he lives down around the southern border, and what lives and works around the southern border, I think, of the Arizona region. And he has been kind of made a little name for himself in the blogosphere by putting up videos of his encounters at the random security border checkpoints that they have. And I don't mean at the border, excuse me, random checkpoints that they have north of the border.
Yeah.
Roving. Some of them rove. Some of them are not random. Some of them are actually permanent installations. But the ones that he tends to encounter tend to be semi-permanent in that they'll exist at the same place for a long period of time and they could move them elsewhere. So he records these government bureaucrats asking demanding questions like, what is your citizenship, or are you a U.S. citizen? And Terry has an interesting approach on these videos. He doesn't answer, and he instead answers with questions. He so when they ask him, are you a U.S. citizen, he asks them, am I under arrest? Am I free to go?
Am I being detained?
Am I being detained? And they'll keep asking him. It's like the battle of questions, because they'll just keep batting back their question of, are you a U.S. citizen? I need to ask you, are you a U.S. citizen? Am I being detained? Am I free to go? And so they just keep going back and forth, and eventually they end up letting him go without him ever answering the question as they are demanding of him. And so he'd been posting these videos on his YouTube channel for a while. And now he puts this blog post up a few days ago. In mid-December, it came to my attention that YouTube had removed several videos from my channel highlighting a few of my encounters at internal suspicionless Homeland Security checkpoints. This was done without notice or even an explanation, nor did it result in any of the formal warnings or strikes on an account that normally accompany such an action. A review of YouTube's posting policy showed I was not in violation of the site's terms of use, but I did find a link to the following reference that shed some light on what happens, or what happened, rather. And the question from their policy is, how do we implement YouTube's content policies? In some cases, a video may be removed for the safety and privacy of the user who posted the video, or due to a third-party privacy complaint. So Terry says, given that several Tucson Sector Border Patrol agents have been in an uproar regarding these videos over the last year, I can only assume that YouTube invoked the above clause to remove the offending videos due to pressure from Border Patrol agents who think they have a right to anonymity while operating within the public sphere in their capacity as public servants.
Yeah, YouTube, not so good when it comes to protecting the individual's
that
rights.
That stinks. This is the first news I've heard about YouTube really cracking down on people's videos because government bureaucrats complained. I mean, YouTube has been such a useful tool to get the videos of governmental abuse out there so people can see them, but now they're bowing down.
It's fine. There's bound to be another competing service out there.
Oh, there are a lot of them.
And thank goodness for them, and see you later, YouTube. Bye.
Yes, Terry has been reposting.
YouTube will be just fine for putting pictures of your kid in the bathtub on or whatever. Probably not a great idea. But your kid playing or whatever. Not so great for civil activism.
He has switched over, by the way, to the website LiveLeak. So LiveLeak is now hosting his censored videos. And so he dug a little bit. He said, indeed, an open records request that I made last year to a state entity regarding several Border Patrol complaints against me resulted in the disclosure of the following handwritten note from January 8th of 2008, saying the following: YouTube investigating because of safety. YouTube will investigate complaint. So he knows for a fact that these government bureaucrats contacted YouTube and said, hey, he videotaped me without my permission. You need to take that down from your site. And YouTube did it. Shame on them. 800-259-9231. More coming up. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. there are 16 large hermetically sealed non-hybrid open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burn. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, Dale had to take off, had a hot date or something like that that he had to go on. So it's just you and I, Mark, at this point. And
just you and I.
And your calls, of course, at 800-259-9231. That is the point of the program. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up, and a webcam version of the show, all free for you over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And we're talking about internet censorship. Now, it's not really censorship, I guess, if it's not the government doing it.
Well, it's censorship, but it's not the same level of problem.
Yeah, it's certainly an unreasonable level of restriction on content. We're talking about YouTube. Apparently, has been censoring certain videos at the request of government agents. And Terry over at CheckpointUSA.org is outing these guys. And he has found, I think, considerable proof that this is exactly what has gone on. He found out that a handful of his videos that he had taken of Border Patrol agents harassing him on the side of the road in the southern area of this country, he had posted those and they disappeared from his account. He was not notified of their removal. He was not given any warning. He was not given any explanation. They just disappeared. So in his as he was looking into this, he discovered that in an open records request that he made to the state about the Border Patrol incidents that he'd had with them, he found a handwritten note that said that YouTube would be investigating complaints. So essentially what happened was these Border Patrol agents snitched out to, or they went to YouTube and they said, hey, I was in this video and I didn't consent. Please remove this. And YouTube went and removed it, even though it's obvious they're government agents. And they did, and they were being filmed openly. And that those should be completely, those are completely legal videos. Nobody's rights were violated.
Right.
In
to
the
me, one
of
the greatest
videos.
Things about YouTube is that you can put up abuses like this. And so far, we've been able to get quite a few videos out of it.
Yes.
And now
abuse, yeah.
And now we find out a year later that they're in fact spineless slugs.
It's a shame. Terry goes on. He says the note was associated with additional demands from Border Patrol agents that my website and blog be shut down for daring to criticize internal Border Patrol enforcement operations while highlighting my personal experiences at the hands of these agents. Given that the YouTube community ratings on these three videos removed averaged 4.5 on a scale of 5, it's pretty clear that YouTube's decision to remove the videos was the result of pressure from Homeland Security agents and or the department itself. Before continuing, I'd like to acknowledge the fact that ultimately YouTube is the property of a non-government entity, and as such has a right to set whatever posting policies it chooses. I'm also appreciative of the opportunity YouTube has provided me and many others over the years to tell our stories to a large online audience. With just about 50,000 channel views and nearly 500,000 video views in the past year, my YouTube videos of federal agents seizing individuals absent suspicion at Homeland Security checkpoints away from the border have informed, concerned, motivated, and disgusted countless individuals, many of whom didn't even realize the federal government was conducting such operations against the American people so far away from the country's international borders. Indeed, I think Terry has done an amazing job.
He informed us.
Yep, Terry has done an incredible job of keeping people or making people aware of what is going on with these roving checkpoints. He says, well, that said, however, it should concern all of us when private or corporate entities are pressured into censoring online content by government actors, especially when such content is perfectly legal and protected by the First Amendment from government intrusion. While some have claimed these videos violate the agent's right to privacy, such criticism is absurd.
If the agents wanted privacy, they shouldn't have become public servants.
Exactly.
Now, as far as I'm concerned, in their private life, that's fine. But when they're working, they're a public servant, and a public servant on public property doing the public's work, supposedly, needs to be prepared to be videotaped by the public, his employers.
Absolutely.
Or hers.
Public officials, says Terry, operating on the public's dime in the public sphere, have no expectation of privacy in either their words or their deeds. Indeed, it's only by shining the light of day on abusive and aggressive enforcement actions or activities directed against the public absent suspicion that we can ever hope to realize redress and ultimately change. We're constantly told by government officials that we as individuals have no expectation of privacy while we are in public, that if we have nothing to hide, then we have nothing to fear. This reasoning, however, works both ways and applies equally to powerful government officials operating in the public sphere as it does to the rest of us. Claiming otherwise is the height of hypocrisy. Yet this same government that ultimately only exists through the consent of the people appears to abhor transparency and constantly seeks to deny the public information regarding the conduct of its agents. Remember earlier we talked about how the BART cops went around trying to confiscate people's cell phones from them after a man was shot by a cop in public? These guys will do anything they can to shut down free speech, and will have whatever they can get away with. Fortunately, says Terry, with the advent of the internet, the monopoly big business and big government have used to have over the distribution and interpretation of news has shifted ever so slightly away from the controlling hand of self-anointed gatekeepers and toward the freedom of speech, press, assembly, and redress actually envisioned by the founders. After discovering that YouTube removed several of my videos in December, I distributed them to several other sites to compensate for the intrusion. One of these sites, LiveLeak, has the added feature of allowing viewers to download the media to their local computer to further distribute as they see fit. With that said, the three videos originally removed by YouTube appear below, and this is his website again, his blog, checkpointusa.org. So if you'd like to see which videos were censored by YouTube, take a look at Terry's most recent post there. He says that along with brief descriptions and the YouTube statistics that were associated with them before they were removed at the demand of Homeland Security agents. Homeland Security agents who have no problem with seizing and detaining individuals without cause inside the country, but seek to hide their actions from the very public that they claim to be protecting. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. It's pretty upsetting to me. as somebody who is a YouTube user, somebody who until this particular blog post was, I mean, I was kind of a fan of YouTube. I think it's a very useful phenomenon. I think YouTube is an amazing resource. I mean, if you go to YouTube and you type in, just, I mean, as an example of the vastness of this service, you type in like an old TV commercial that you might have seen when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Odds are good, it's there. You type in an old television show that you might have seen a decade and a half ago. It's probably there. I mean, unless somebody has used the DMCA Act or whatever it is, the copyright laws to force YouTube essentially to take those things down, they don't check the videos that people put up. They have no way of knowing what it is you're uploading to their service unless somebody hits a flag and says, hey, this is illegal. So I remember I was looking for this old television show that I enjoyed as a kid, and it's one of those things where you like something as a kid, you wonder if you would like it again as an adult because you obviously have different perspective. And it was an old Wes Craven TV show called Nightmare Cafe. It came out in the early 1990s. And I remember looking a few years back, maybe the beginning of the decade, looking for this show on the internet to see if it was out there, to see if it was being run in syndication or something like that, because I hadn't seen it in a decade and was wondering what it'd be like. And back 8 or 9 years ago, there was no trace of this show on the internet, you know, with the exception of the occasional fan post somewhere.
Right.
It was virtually no trace, though, because it was a relatively unpopular show and didn't really get any traction. It only lasted for like 6 episodes and they took it off the air. But now, somebody put it up on YouTube. Somebody had their old VHS tapes that they recorded this show on, and they dubbed their VHS tapes to YouTube, and you can find every single episode of this old show that nobody wants anymore just sitting up there on YouTube for people to watch.
You can find anything there. I've enjoyed going to see the old Warner Brothers cartoons that I used to like there, mm-hmm. that tickles me to be able to get those.
Type in a song you want to hear. You'll find a video of that song. Maybe an actual produced video, maybe a live performance video. So much is there. So I still like YouTube, and I still want it to be a good website, but after this news, it makes me feel like shutting down my channel and taking it somewhere else. I mean, we've got the Free Keen channel, obviously, freekeen.com. But we've been growing in subscribers, so do I want to throw all of that away just to make a protest? I'm ambivalent about it. I'm not sure what to do. Isn't that what ambivalent means?
Yes.
Okay.
Ambivalent means of two minds.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. We'd love your thoughts on this or whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages.
How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations as possible, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping spread the message of freedom as far and as wide as possible. You get perks, too, if you're an amplifier, like access to the AmpLink call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. That, again, amp.freetalklive.com. And, Mark, I know you wanted to talk something, some shop talk here tonight about Clear Channel and firing a bunch of people. I want to get to that story because we actually have some good news from one of our Clear Channel stations that I'd like to announce tonight. I think some of our listeners will be pretty excited about it. But first, we continue with your phone calls. Grant is on the line in Maryland. Hello, Grant. Grant?
Hello?
You are on the air.
Hi. I don't mean to change the subject or anything.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I've been listening to your show for a few weeks, and beforehand I'd never even heard of fiat currency. So the past few weeks I've been looking into it, and it just gets more and more absurd. They just print it out of thin air.
But that's pretty much the definition of fiat. Not only is it printed out from thin air, but it's also mandated. It's usually a legal tender as well, which means that everyone must accept it by the threat of violence. If you do not accept the Federal Reserve note for payment of debt, then you are violating the federal government's laws. So
yeah, it doesn't happen much. I mean, I'll take all the little greenbacks you want to give me. However, they are robbing the crap out of people's wealth in the form of saved money and that kind of thing.
It's pretty outrageous, isn't it, Grant?
Yeah, it is. But here's my question: is given that the economy is, I guess, if you want to call it, already infected with fiat currency, how would you go about switching it back to a gold-based currency?
I think that
the first step would be to legalize the use of competing currencies, to allow that to happen.
Well, it's legal. You can use a competing currency.
No,
today.
You can't. Look at what happened to the Liberty Dollar.
Well, that's true.
I mean, what? I mean,
it didn't raid the Liberty Dollar.
How legal is it if the federal government comes in and raids the crap out of a place and steals all their gold and silver and copper and platinum?
What exactly is the Liberty Dollar?
Well, the Liberty Dollar, it still exists today. It's an alternative currency that is based in silver, and there are some gold ones and platinum ones as well, but it's mostly a silver currency that essentially exists for the most part as an educational tool to help people understand these things and bring them to the idea that value-backed currency is a good concept and that we need to have that in this country. LibertyDollar.org, I believe, is their website. And you can certainly learn more about it there. But it's a really neat, and it's a pretty piece. If you get these ounce-sized silver pieces.
It's a beautiful
thing. It's a very nice product. In fact, at one time they had certificates, and I've got a stack of them that I own that unfortunately are not backed by anything now because when they were raided, they went in, the federal government went in and stole all of their silver from their vault. Essentially, they had a mint that was storing their silver for them. They went in with their guns and they stole it all. So the certificates were worth silver, and now they're not anymore. And in fact, the Liberty Dollar is in the process of filing a lawsuit with the federal government, or in the middle of a lawsuit with the federal government to attempt to get their silver back. So we're not sure how all that's going to play out. But basically what happened was the Liberty Dollar had been so successful. They started back in 1998. They had been so successful that the feds finally targeted them to take them out. Now, they didn't shut them down completely, but, man, it was a big, big hit that they took.
I will agree that it's not an easy thing to do to switch from a fiat currency to a gold-backed currency, but it has been done before in the history of this country, and so I suppose it could be done again if the government were to do it. But I don't think the government has shown itself to be a poor husband of the monetary system, and should, in my opinion, get out of it entirely.
I agree. I think that the best way to shift would be to have the marketplace begin providing those currencies.
Yeah.
Because the fact is the government isn't going to shift back. They have no incentive. Because to end the fiat currency would be to end the party in Washington, D.C. I mean, right now, the fiat currency, the fact that they can just print money out of thin air, essentially, allows them to fund wars. It allows them to do bailouts. It allows them to do so many of the things that we take for granted today that as governments are supposedly supposed to do. That was what they would have you believe. But the reality is if we actually had a gold-backed system or a silver-backed system, value-backed in some way, then the federal government would have no way of raising money for a war. If you decided that you didn't want to pay for their war and you withheld your gold and silver, they would not be able to buy another tank. They would not be able to send another plane overseas. And so it's the fiat system that allows them to extract wealth from people and go and do what they want with it. And they have no reason whatsoever to end that. So it's going to end when the dollar crashes and burns. And hopefully by that time, we'll already have some of these alternatives up and running so people can transition over. But it doesn't look like that's happening anytime soon. So
right.
I think it's imperative for people to work on what you're talking about, but in order to create alternative currencies means that somebody's got to put some real serious assets on the line and take some big risks.
And yeah, there's been a lot of people have had a lot of bad things happen to them. E-Gold, they came after E-Gold and they went after Liberty Dollar and they sort of went after PayPal, and you get into business to make money, and then they come after you and chop your legs out. That's tough stuff.
Any thoughts, Grant?
Yeah, I completely agree with what you guys are saying. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. We talked to Paula in Florida. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, Ron. I wanted to let y'all know my husband had to go in the hospital yesterday.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He got an overload of MSG. And
Now, hey, you've called before about this. In fact, you called last night.
But well, anyway,
you called
going
before
on
about the MSG thing, Paula.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just curious, how did he get an overload of MSG? Isn't
okay,
he aware of it?
We tried not to get the bread. Anyway, I had one bread or two breads that had like monocalcium, and I found it's the same thing. But anyway, when you get an overdose, I'm trying to say something.
Yes, ma'am.
When
go
you
ahead.
Get an overdose, I talked to Dr. Martini, okay? She said this causes severe cardiac problems. And so anyway, we took him to the hospital. We let the doctors know and gave him detox. But anyway, the thing is, I found out that the doctors there at the hospital aren't even giving him the things to keep him, like you need magnesium every day for your heart and muscles, of your body. And they're not giving him anything, no nutrients or anything.
Generally, you've got the AMA type doctors, and they don't really work from the aspect of nutrition. They may take one class in their entire pre-med. That's not what their thing is, you know.
I called the VA, and then I called representatives in Washington about this, and I told them, I said, you know what they told me? They said, sue them. But anyway, the thing is, I said, you need to get on to them about this. So I called Department of VA about this, and I said, look, you need to do right by our veterans. And I said, you need to make sure that they get, you know, proper nutrients. And I said, especially with a heart condition, I said, you have to have magnesium every day.
So you're saying that your husband ate some bread?
When's he getting out of the hospital?
Huh?
When's he getting out of the hospital?
He's still in.
When's he getting out?
We don't know yet. Hmm. But anyway, they have to. He had one blockage, and so they're going to go and do that Roto-Rooter treatment and clean it out.
So anyway. Hold on a second. I understand what you're saying here. You're saying your husband ate some bread and it had MSG in it?
A lot of it.
He ate a lot of bread or a lot of MSG in the bread?
He ate a lot of sandwich, but it had the MSG in it. And so I called
it. And it was just bread?
Huh?
All he was eating was bread that had MSG in it?
No, he was eating sandwiches, but I mean, the thing was, he was eating more than what he usually does. And the thing is, Dr. Martini says, it doesn't take much. This MSG just
well, the people that are allergic to MSG, you're absolutely right, from what I understand.
Not allergic. It is highly poisonous.
No, I don't know about that.
You talk to Dr. Martini about it.
Well, I don't have time for that, and I don't know who Dr. Martini is. But
I bet Lindsey Webb just talked to him. He said this should have been outlawed a long time ago.
Well, now, wait a minute, Paula. I don't know if that's necessarily the solution. I mean, then we're going to have black market MSG, and that could be really dangerous.
No,
You
the
don't
thing
think?
Is, I've just filed several charges. I guess the FDA.
Well, good luck, Paula. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, as always. Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, a lot of people eat MSG. A lot of people. You like snack chips? Like Doritos? Any old sort of snack chippy things, snacky snack things? They all have MSG in it. Go ahead, check it out. Take your favorite snack product, look at the ingredients list, and find monosodium glutamate. I guarantee you, unless you're looking at some sort of organic snack of some sort like that. Or
The tasteless maybe, ones.
Yeah, exactly. Tofu. So, yeah, they add MSG to these snack chips in order to make them tasty and addictive. I mean, the fact is it does make things appear to taste better, seem to taste better, and makes you want more. You know, you can't eat just one. You might have heard that slogan in the 1990s. 800-259-9231. So the fact is, millions of Americans are consuming MSG on a regular basis, and if it was doing the things that Paula suggested it was, we'd have a severe health problem in this country with people dying from MSG. But they're not. I mean, some people are getting hurt by it. Some people have allergies to it, and very serious, as I understand it. So it could be dangerous to you. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.